Blog Talk Radio.
Over the mountains and the sea, your river runs with love for me. And I will open up my heart and let the healer set me free. I'm happy to be in the truth, and I will daily lift my hands. For I will always sing of when your love came down, yeah. I could sing your love forever. Over the mountains and the sea, your river runs with love for me. And I will open up my heart and let the healer set me free. I'm happy to be in the truth, and I will daily lift my hand. For I will always sing of when your love came down, yeah. I can sing of your love forever. 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 I feel like dancing. It's foolishness, I know. But when the world has seen the light, they will dance with joy like we're dancing now, yeah. I can sing of your love forever. I can sing of your love forever. Foolishness, I know. But when the world has seen the light, they will dance with joy like we're dancing now.
Forever. I can sing of your love forever.
Welcome to Wednesday night, Linning School Watch with Diane. We'll begin shortly. Welcome to Linning School Watch Wednesday Night Readings. This month, and probably for a few months, we will be reading from the Book of John. This is your host, Diane Linning, coming to you live from the United States of America. Tonight, and the first Wednesday night of each month, we are reaching out to the Eastern Hemisphere, and specifically in the area of Pakistan and those countries surrounding, in the surrounding areas around Pakistan. Please pray with us tonight when we pray for John Paul, who we're trying to work the connection ability for him to call in. I have set up a Skype account for him to be able to call in, but we haven't figured it out yet for him to call through that. I've given him instructions, but we actually haven't done it yet, so let's pray that it works and we figure it out from both ends, as it took me a while to figure it out from my end, and I apologize for that, but I have been working on it. I do believe I have it set up now. It seems like I went through the process to take care of that, so I thank the Lord for that. That is a blessing that He's helped me to be able to figure out without much mentoring, and we are going to open in prayer in just a moment. I see here a note that John Paul is going to call on Skype. And I'm just going to message him before I pray that I will message him here when I see him on. We are grateful that you are on the show tonight. And I hope you will keep praying with us. Okay, I've messaged him. Okay. We are going to say the Lord's Prayer to begin with. The Lord's Prayer is found in Matthew 6, verse 9. And if you speak Urdu or any of the other languages, we know John Paul speaks Urdu, and he has interpreted in that for us once. We hope he will be able to do it every month. We're working on it. This will be in English, and hopefully you can learn English. He may have called in, I'm hoping. We will talk to him in just a minute. Okay, I think he's on. Oh, good. Okay, I'll just pray 1 minute, and then we'll bring him on. Hopefully you can hear me, John. If you are on there, you should be able to hear me. Let's pray together that this works. We're going to read the Lord's Prayer from Matthew 6, verse 9. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. And I'm going to just pray in my own words, Lord. We pray that you will bless each one of the listeners who listen to our show, that you would protect them, touch them, heal them, and provide for their financial needs. We just pray that they will connect with others who can study the Word with them. And we just praise you, Lord, for the wonderful things you have been doing around the world from reports we've been hearing and for things you've been working out for me personally. I praise the Lord for that as well. We do love you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, John Paul, I'm going to see if this is you. If it's not you, I'll talk to the caller for a minute, then we'll proceed on with our reading for tonight. Welcome, caller. This is a 661 number. Say hello, please, and your name. Hello? Can you speak a little louder? Put your mouth closer to the microphone. We cannot hear you. I'm hoping this is John Paul. Is it you, John Paul? Just say yes. Well, whoever it is, I can't hear you. So you're somehow going to have to work on your volume. Perhaps you have a volume setting. I'm going to message him a note, and hopefully that will help. I'm going to type his number and see if this is him. Praise the name of the Lord. Something's working. Let's just pray it works, because we would like to have him interpret tonight. Lord, let this number work. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Okay, I'm just going to hang on another 30 seconds. I'll keep you on, caller. But I'm... Hello?
I could yes, I can hear you.
This is Paul, John Paul?
Yes, I can hear you, my sister. How are you, sister? Fine.
Praise the name of the Lord. I can hear you, too. Thank the Lord for answering that prayer. How would you like to open in prayer in Urdu? I just opened in prayer in English. So now you open in prayer in Urdu.
If would you like, I can speak English. I can speak very well. If would you like to can join for me, I could speak English. I could speak Urdu. If you do like...
Well, I speak most of the English. Once in a while, we will need to speak English to each other, but I want you to speak Urdu. That's the point of you calling in, so you can interpret for Urdu speakers.
Yes, of course, of course. I could speak Urdu now, this time, the Gospel of John, chapter number 22.
Well, first, wait a minute. First, you're going to pray.
Okay, sure. First, sister, first you could you show, could you pray for no before I start now?
Could I do what?
I want to see you, and today it's your turn. You can pray for me before I start for my scripture.
You want me to pray for you? I already did before you got on.
Okay,
so that's
okay.
That's so now we need you to pray in Urdu.
Okay. تو آسمان عظیم کا کائنات کا خدا ہے خدا میں ذریع چانی کا ہر ابلیس کی طاقت آج یہ جو کلام شروع ہونے لگا ہے خدا جو آج کا کلام ہے خدا نظر ثانی کر اس کلام کے وسیلہ سے خدا آج کی ہر وہ ابلیس کی طاقت ہے جہاں جہاں یہ تیرا کلام جائے تیرے نام سے خدا تیری برکت ہو اے خدا تاکہ آج کا کلام جو بھی سنے وہ تیرے نام سے برکت حاصل کرے اور تیرے نام سے ہر ابلیس کی طاقت ٹوٹ جائے اور اس کلام کے وسیلہ سے جو پڑھا جائے اے خدا جو بیمار جب کوئی اور لوگ ہیں جو کسی قسم کی سفرنگ میں مبتلا ہے اے خدا آج اس کلام کے وسیلہ سے خدا وہ رہائی پائے اس کلام کے وسیلہ سے خدا ان کی اے خدا ہمیشہ سے چھٹکارا ہو جائے تاکہ وہ 30 گنا 60 گنا 100 گنا اس کلام کے وسیلہ سے کیونکہ تیرے کلام लिखा है कि तेरा कलाम जिंदगी दे, तूने कहा कि मैं जिंदगी देता हूँ और कसरत से देता है, इसलिए खुदाम दार जो ये भी तेरा कलाम सुने खुदाम वो जिंदगी हासिल करे और 30 गुना 60 गुना 100 गुना बरकते इस कलाम के वसीला से हासिल करे, ताकि ये तेरा कलाम हर एक इंसान के लिए जो दुनिया में पैदा हुआ है उसके लिए जरूरी है, इसलिए इस कलाम के वसीला से हर अब्लीस की ताकत को बाप और बेटे और कुद्दस के नाम से बांधता हूँ और हर किस्म की बीमारी से ये कलाम सुनकर तेरे नाम से निकले और तेरे यीशु नाम से हर एक शफा पाए, ये सब कुछ मांगते तेरे अजीज बेटा हमारे प्रधान मसीह के आदम में, आमीन आमीन
आमीन, हालेलुया, प्रेज द नेम ऑफ द लॉर्ड। ओह आई एम सो हैप्पी दैट वी कनेक्टेड, सो वुड यू लाइक टू रीड योर होल सेकंड चैप्टर जस्ट so we have it in case we get disconnected, and then after you're done I'll read in English.
Yeah, I could speak English. Yeah, I could speak Urdu.
I would like you to speak Urdu because I'm going to read it in English.
Yeah, I know that. I know that you could speak English. You were English very well. American English. I could very like for the English accent for you. American English.
Well, I would like you to read Urdu.
Yes, sir. So let's start, sister. I could speak.
Chapter 2 in John.
Okay. Till the Yohanna ki Injil, uska do bab, uski pehli ayat se padhenge. Hamare liye aaj ka paigham, jo Khuda unke zinda kalam mein se aap sab ke liye jo padha ja raha hai, abhi Khuda unke kalam mein se Yohanna ki Injil. उसका दो बाब उसकी पहली आयत से पढ़ेंगे। फिर तीसरे दिन काना गलील में एक शादी हुई थी और यीशु और उसकी माँ वहाँ थी और यीशु और उसके शागिर्दों की भी उस शादी में दावत थी। और जब मैं हो चुकी तो यीशु की माँ ने उससे कहा कि उनके पास मैं नहीं रही। यीशु ने उससे कहा, ऐ औरत, मुझे तुझसे क्या काम है, मेरा भी वक्त नहीं आया। उसकी माँ ने खादिमों से कहा, जो कुछ ये तुमसे कहे वो करो। वहाँ यहूदियों की तहारत के दस्तूर के माफिक मटके पत्थर के 6 मटके रखे थे, उनमें से 2-2 और 3-3 मन की गुंजाइश थी। यीशु ने उनसे कहा, मटकों में पानी भर दो, बस उन्होंने उनको लबालब भर दिया। फिर उसने उनसे कहा, अब निकाल कर मीर मजलिस के पास ले जाओ। बस वो गए ले गए। जब मीर मजलिस ने वो पानी चखा जो पैर बन गया था और वो जानता ना था कि ये कहाँ से आई है, और मगर खादम जिन्होंने पानी भरा था जानते थे, तो मीर मजलिस ने दूल्हे को बुलाकर उनसे कहा, हर शख्स पहले अच्छी मेहनत पेश करता है, नाकस उस वक्त जब ठीक अच्छा क्या, और मगर उसने अच्छी मेहनत अब तक रख छोड़ी है। और ये पहला मौजा यीशु ने काना गलील में दिखाकर अपना जलाल जाहिर किया और उसके शागिर्द उस पर ईमान लाए। इसके बाद वो और उसकी माँ और उसके भाई उसके शागिर्द कफरनहूम को गए और वहाँ चंद रोज रहे। यहूदियों की देर फसल नजदीक थी और यीशु यरूशलेम को गया। उसने हैकल में बैल और भेड़ और कबूतर फरोशों और गोजावतों को बैठे पाया और रस्सियों का एक ओड़ा बनाकर सब यानी भेड़ और बैलों को हैकल से निकाल दिया और जावतों की नकदी बखेर दी और उनके तक उलटा दिए और कबूतर फरोशों से कहा कि उनको यहाँ ले जाओ, यहाँ से ले जाओ, मेरे बाप के घर को तजारत का घर ना बनाओ। और उसके शागिर्दों को याद आया कि लिखा है कि तेरे घर की गैरत मुझे खा जाएगी। पास यहूदियों ने जवाब में उससे कहा, तू इन कामों को करता है, हमें कौन सा निशान दिखाता है। उस यीशु ने जवाब में उनसे कहा कि इस मकदस को उठा दो तो मैं उसे तीसरे दिन में खड़ा कर दूंगा। यहूदी 46 वर्ष से मकदस बना है और क्या तू उसे 3 दिन में खड़ा करेगा, मगर उसने अपने बदन के मकदस की बाबत कहा था। बस वो जब वो मुर्दों में से जी उठा तो उनके शागिर्दों को याद आया कि उसने उनसे ये कहा था कि और उन्होंने किताब मुकद्दस और उस कॉल का जो यीशु ने उनसे कहा था वादा यीशु ने उनसे कहा था यकीन किया। और फिर वो यरूशलेम यकीन किया और फिर उसने उनसे कहा जब वो मुद्दों में जी उठा तो शागिर्दों को याद आया। उसने उनसे कहा कि मैं तुमसे कहता हूँ कि और उसने उनसे फिर वो अपने बदन मकदस की बात जब वो मुद्दों में जी उठा तो उसके शागिर्दों को याद आया तो उसने उनसे कहा था उन्होंने किताब मुकद्दस और उस कॉल का जो यीशु ने उनसे कहा यकीन किया। جب وہ یروشلم میں پھنسا کے وقت عید میں تھا تو بہت سے لوگ اس موضوع کو دیکھ کر جو وہ کٹا تھا اور اس کے نام پر ایمان لائے، لیکن یسوع اپنی نسبت ان پر اعتبار نہ کرتا تھا، اور اس لیے کہ وہ سب کو جانتا تھا اور اس کی حاجت نہ رکھتے تھے کہ کوئی انسان اس کے حق میں گواہی دے، کیونکہ وہ آپ جانتا تھا کہ انسان کے دل میں کیا کیا ہے. پاک کلام کے بڑے اور سنی دن پر خدا ان کی خاص برکت ہو. پریز دی لارڈ.
Praise the Lord. He has read the second chapter of John. And in this book of John, it's a wonderful story about Jesus on earth. And we find out the many miracles that Jesus performs, and he shows the power of God. And it shows each one of us why it's important for us to be Christians. So I'm going to start chapter 2, verse 1. 2 days later, Jesus' mother was a guest at a wedding in the village of Cana in Galilee, and Jesus and his disciples were invited too. The wine supply ran out during the festivities, and Jesus' mother came to him with the problem. "I can't help you now," he said. "It isn't yet my time for miracles." But his mother told the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." 6 stone water pots were standing there. They were used for Jewish ceremonial purposes and held perhaps 20 to 30 gallons each. Then Jesus told the servants to fill them to the brim with water. When this was done, he said, "Dip some out and take it to the master of ceremonies." When the master of ceremonies tasted the water that was now wine, not knowing where it had come from, though of course the servants did, he called the bridegroom over. "This is wonderful stuff," he said. "You're different than most. Usually a host uses the best wine first, and afterwards, when everyone is full and doesn't care, then he brings out the less expensive brands. But you have kept the best for the last." This miracle at Cana in Galilee was Jesus' first public demonstration of his heaven-sent power. In other words, showing God's power. And his disciples believed that he really was the Messiah, the Son of God. After the wedding, he left for Capernaum for a few days with his mother, brothers, and disciples. Then it was time for the annual Jewish Passover celebration, and Jesus went to Jerusalem. In the temple area, he saw merchants selling cattle, sheep, and doves for sacrifices, and money changers behind their counters. Jesus made a whip from some ropes and chased them all out and drove out the sheep and oxen, scattering the money changers, coins, over the floor and turning over the tables. Then going over to the men selling doves, he told them, "Get these things out of here. Don't turn my father's house into a market." In other words, he felt what they were doing was not appropriate behavior in a house of the Lord. Then his disciples remembered this prophecy from the scriptures. "Concern for God's house will be my undoing." "What right have you to order them out?" the Jewish leaders demanded. "If you have this authority from God, show us a miracle to prove it." "All right," Jesus replied, "this is the miracle I will do for you. Destroy this sanctuary, and in 3 days I will raise it up." "What?" they exclaimed. "It took 46 years to build this temple, and you can do it in 3 days? By then, this sanctuary meant his body. He did not mean necessarily the physical temple, but he was giving us foreshadowing of what was yet to come, when Jesus would rise from the dead after being dead for 3 days. After he came back to life again, the disciples remembered his saying this and realized that what he had quoted from the scriptures really did refer to him and had all come true. Because of the miracles he did in Jerusalem at the Passover celebration, many people were convinced that he was indeed the Messiah. But Jesus didn't trust them, for he knew mankind to the core. No one needed to tell him how changeable human nature is. If you would like to accept the Lord Jesus now as your Lord and Savior, We are going to give you opportunity to do that. But I'd like to read a couple of verses for you to explain it a bit, what it's about, to accept Jesus. In John 3:16 it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." When we receive Christ as God's best gift for us, we receive the gift of eternal life and receive him as our Lord and Savior. It says in John 1:2, "But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God." In John 3:3, Jesus said, "You must be born again to enter the kingdom of heaven." And in Romans 5:8, it says, "But God proves his love for us, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." And he died for our salvation, for the gift of eternal life. If you would like to receive Jesus Christ as your Savior right now, say this prayer after me. And after I'm done, I'm going to ask John Paul to say a prayer in Urdu. Just say with me now, "Dear Heavenly Father, I know that I am separated from you. I believe that Christ died on the cross and shed his blood for my sins. I receive your forgiveness. I am willing to turn from my way and go your way. I want to step out from darkness and step into the light to walk with the Lord Jesus. I now invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus, as my personal Lord and Savior. I will follow and obey you as the Lord of my life all the days of my life. And I pray this in the precious name of Jesus. Amen." Praise the Lord. The angels in heaven sing when new family members join the family of God and accept Jesus Christ as their Savior. And I'm going to ask John Paul now if he would take a few minutes to share a little about becoming a Christian. And if you can find John 3:16 there in your Bible, you could read that if you wish, and say a salvation prayer in Urdu to our people who speak Urdu. Thank you, John.
Thank you so much, sister, also for your cooperation and given a great time for me. And I would love to wait for you always in the holy name Jesus Christ. And we are a brother and sister, the end of time, in by the grace of God. You know? So thank you so much for again. And I read for the scripture in John 3, and everyone very happy about. And also here is everybody listen for the word of God. You can speak for the, you can read for the scripture in English, and everybody is also happy for the listen for your English, you know, so scripture. So thank you so much, given to the great and great time for me. So I don't forget for this time. So thank you so much, sister.
Okay, now you can pray in Urdu, please, and say the salvation prayer and tell people about salvation in the other language. That's why we like you to call in. Will you do that now, please?
For the, yes, of course. May I call you my dad? He prayed for the Urdu language for the salvation. Okay? So everyone is there. Okay?
I can't hear what you're saying. You're coming in and out. Please check your connection. But again, I'm asking you to pray the salvation prayer in Urdu. Just pray along with people so they can accept Jesus now as their Savior.
Yes, of course, of course. I want to say you, my dad is, could you pray for now this time? Everyone is for the salvation.
Yes,
okay?
Please do that in Urdu.
Okay.
perhaps he's getting his father, I'm thinking. I'm not
yes.
sure. Yes, would you like to say the salvation
I don't,
prayer?
I don't.
In
okay, okay. Holy. Holy, 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 holy. زندہ خداوند تیرا شکریہ ادا کرتے ہیں کہ تُو نے اپنے جان دے کر اور اپنا فدیہ دے کر اے خداوند لوگوں کو بچایا اور تمام امتوں کو اپنے خون سے خرید لیا. اس لیے خداوند تیرے حضور منت کرتا ہوں, تیرا خادم ہوتے اے زندہ خداوند, جب کہ تو آسمان کی باتوں کو اور زمین کے پتال کی باتوں کو جانتا ہے تو آدم کے دل کی باتوں کو بھی جانتا ہے, بندہ ہو جا بندی. اس لیے یہ دنیا میں اے خداوند جو نجات نہیں تھی لیکن تیرے باپ نے تجھے زمین کے اوپر بھیجا اور نجات کے لیے تاکہ لوگ جو ہے وہ کثرت سے نجات پائیں. اس لیے تو نے کہا کہ بوجھ کے تھکے ماندہ لوگوں میرے پاس آؤ, میں تمہیں آرام دوں گا. اس لیے خداون کے جیسے وہ ڈاکو نے اس وقت کہا کہ جب تو اپنی بادشاہت میں جائے تو مجھے یاد کر, کہا تو آج میرے ساتھ فردوس نہ ہوگا. اس لیے خداون تو ہر انسان کو گناہوں سے نجات دیتا ہے. اس لیے خداون نظر انسان کر جتنے لوگ تیرے اے خداوند اس دنیا میں ابلیس کے ہاتھوں میں جو پھنسے ہوئے ان کے لیے محنت کرتا ہوں تیرے حضور, کیونکہ ان کا تو نے فدیہ دیا. ہر جان جو ہے بندہ ہو یا بندی وہ قیمتی جان ہے. اس لیے خداوند اپنے جلال کو ظاہر کر 30 گنا 60 گنا 100 گنا جو تم نے آخری سیرا بولا کہ تمام ہوا کراس کے اوپر, اے خداوند جو تم نے کہا کہ تمام ہوا اور ہیکل کا پردہ پھٹ گیا. اس لیے خداوند تو نے تمام کیا, آسمان زمین کا کل اختیار تیرے پاس ہے. اس لیے خداوند اپنے جلال کو ظاہر کر جتنے زمین کے اوپر نجات کو بھی ہے. خداوند تو نے کہا کہ پوچھ کے تھکے ماندہ لوگوں میرے پاس آؤ, میں تمہیں آرام دوں گا. اس لیے سب لوگوں کو کثرت کے ساتھ آئے زندہ خدا کے بیٹے اپنے جلال کو ظاہر کر کہ جس کے پاس بیٹا ہے اس کے پاس زندگی ہے اور جس کے پاس بیٹا نہیں اس کے پاس زندگی نہیں. اس لیے خداوند اپنے جلال کو ظاہر کر 30 گنا 60 گنا جو بھوکے پیاسے ہیں نجات کے اوپر ہے خداوند, کیونکہ تیرے کلام سے تیرا کلام سنتے سے نجات ملتی ہے. اس لیے خداوند تیرے کلام میں نجات ہے. اس لیے اپنے جلال کو ظاہر کر 30 گنا 60 گنا 100 گنا اس دنیا کے اندر تمام جہاں جہاں تیرا کلام نہیں پھیلا کثرت سے پھیلے. اپنے جلال کو ظاہر کر جو لوگ بھوکے پیاسے تجھے ڈھونڈ رہے ہیں ان پر اے خداوند تیسرے آسمان سے دیکھ تو تنہیں موت پر فتح پا کر باپ کے دینے ہاتھ ہے کبھی ہاتھ کو بڑھا تاکہ لوگ جو ہے نجات کو ڈھونڈ رہے ہیں ان کو نجات کثرت ملے. اور کیونکہ تمہیں کہا کہ بوجھ کے تھکے ماندہوں کو میرے پاس آؤ, میں تمہیں آرام دوں گا. اس لیے خداوند اپنے جلال کو ظاہر کر لوگ کثرت نجات پائے اور میں زندگی دیتا ہوں اور کثرت سے دیتا ہوں. اس لیے خداوند تم لکھا ہے کہ تم ڈٹ کر مقابلہ کرو اور ابھی تجھ سے بات کیا گا. تم مجھ میں قائم رہو اور میں تم میں قائم رہوں گا اور جو کچھ تم چاہو گے تمہارے لیے ہو جائے گا. اس لیے خداوند اپنے جلال کو ظاہر کر کثرت کے ساتھ اور ان جان کے لیے اس تمام جو یہ ادارہ جس وقت ہے خداوند نجات کا پیغام دے رہے ہیں, اس لیے یہ تمام ریڈیو اسٹیشن جو ہے ان کے لیے خداوند کثرت کے ساتھ ان کے اوپر اور اپنا ڈائنا بازی ان کے لیے ان کے سر کے بعد سے ڈائنا کے لیے اس کی عمر دراز ڈائنا سسٹر کے لیے ان کی عمر دراز ہو کثرت ساتھ اور اے خداوند یہ کثرت سے تیرے کام کو بڑھائے اور کثرت سے 30 گنا 60 گنا 100 گنا کثرت سے لوگوں کو جو ہے ورلڈ میں تیرا کام جو ہے کثرت سے پھیلے اور لوگ نجات کو حاصل کرے اور نیا آسمان نئے زمین کے وارث پھیلے. یہ سب کچھ مانتا ہوں تیرے عزیز بیٹا یسوع کے نام کے ہاتھ میں. آمین. آمین.
Amen. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. That was wonderful. Thank you. I understand in chatting here with John Paul that you are John Paul's father. I don't know if you speak English or not, but thank you.
Okay, okay. Thank you so much. You give me thanks, you know. I too much thanks for you.
We appreciate your prayers. We are going to pray. I'm going to pray in English, and then I'm going to take a short break and let us all listen to a praise and worship song in celebration of all of those who've come to know the Lord. Dear Heavenly Father, we pray a blessing over all those who are listening. We pray a blessing for all of those who've received the Lord Jesus Christ into their heart. We pray protection over them and healing. Lord, that you would touch their body wherever their infirmity is and give them guidance and direction in how to eat proper food and nourishment and to get good rest and to follow the principles of godly living according to the New Testament. We just pray blessings on everyone, Lord. We know it takes a great amount of faith and trust in the Lord to live as a Christian in many parts of the world. And we're so grateful, Lord, for our friends and family around the world. We love them, and we know, God, that you love them as well. And we're so grateful for our friends we know and care about. We're going to sing, or I'm going to play a song here that is just worshiping the Lord just for a couple minutes. Hang on with me. Don't hang up. And we're going to praise and worship the Lord together with Lord, I Lift Your Name on High. This is sung by Stuart Townsend. As most of the music is, you can find it on the internet by Googling. This one is Lord, I Lift Your Name on High. Let's praise and worship the Lord together as Stuart Townsend. We'll be back in a moment. Hang on.
Praise the Lord.
Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I love to sing your praise.
Praise the name of the Lord. Don't you just love Jesus? I love Jesus so much. Praise the name of the Lord. All right, John Paul, this is our opportunity for you and I to chat together a little bit in English. And if you would, I'd love to hear a little bit about what you and your friends do there. Don't tell exactly where you live, but, you know, the part of the world is okay. And tell us what you're doing with your ministry. And if you want to tell where you meet for your church, if you think it's okay and it's safe, you can do that. I'll leave that up to you. Okay,
yes,
John?
Yes. If my dad is here, he can speak to with you. And my dad is named Reverend Dr. Kaiser Umemasi.
Dr. Kaiser Umemasi.
Reverend
I have typed already. Please check your Facebook. Reverend.
Oh. We usually just say Reverend or Doctor. Do you say both?
Yes. Reverend Dr. Kaiser Umar Masih.
Okay, well, does he speak English?
Yes, he can speak English very well. You can talk to him now.
Okay, that would be fine. Hello, it's nice to meet you.
I pray for... Nice to meet you, and I pray for you, English, you know.
Praise the name of the Lord. Thank you. Thank you.
And,
I appreciate
Now this time he pray for you in English. Okay?
He wants to now on the radio?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. I'd appreciate that.
Holy. In the name of Jesus, I order you get up from this body. God said to Moses, I am who I am. If Jesus does not rise up preaching in the veins, Jesus do work through your life and more, Jesus came on the earth right now, live in the name of Jesus. Jesus say, I am the way and the truth and the hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Jesus said, come to be worried and burdened, I give you rest. Hallelujah. Jesus said, I have come to give you life and life in the burden. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Jesus is Lamb of God. You will know the truth and the truth will make you free. Worship Lord your God and blessing will be on food and water. I will take the way and sickness from among. Man is but of life and life is nothing like gift from God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. In the beginning, God is create heaven and earth. In the name of Father and Son and also Dana, blessing, hallelujah, on the world. In the name of Father and Son and Holy Spirit, amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Would you like to tell us a little bit about yourselves? I'd like to hear about where your church is or how people can join with you or whatever you would like to share.
Thank you so much, sister. It's also appreciate for you. And we are one body in Christ, the end of time, by the grace of God.
I thought, just as you said that, perhaps you would be interested in hearing my show on Friday nights when I talk about Revelation.
Yes, of course. He is also interested for your thought, and he's also interesting, and he want to talk to you in other time, and next time, and he can speak. But he also God is given to the many revelation upon him every day. He also still praying, still pray. The computer is too close. I can hear you, my voice. Yes? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you fine, but when I talk, I can also hear it echoing. So you might have your computer a little bit too close, but that's better now, whatever you did. But now what we can do together, all three of us here, is we can share this radio show around with people. I will post it on John Paul's Facebook page, and there is a URL that will open up that you can copy and paste and put in emails too if you do emails to your friends and neighbors and parishioners of your church so that people can hear you on radio.
Yes.
So I will
thank
work
you
with
so much,
John.
Thank you so much, Ms. Dana. Thank you so much. God bless you. Oh, okay. Hallelujah, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Okay.
Praise the name of the Lord. I thank you, too, and I'm so glad we've connected.
Okay.
I believe it is, as we say in America, a God thing that we have connected.
Yes, sister. Okay.
Praise the name of the Lord. Is this John Paul?
Yes, I'm speaking John Paul.
Okay, and I'd like to talk to you a little bit, John Paul.
Okay, you can send me the copy of my Facebook, okay? I could download
it,
for there.
Is it true that you want to be a minister or a pastor as well?
Yes, of course. Yes. I'm a minister of the... go ahead.
We will pray to that end, that the Lord will bless you and anoint you, and that you will become a minister for the Lord as well. Now, I'd like to know a little bit about you. Can you share a little about yourself now? Now's the time to speak in English with me.
Yes, I can share you, and I want to be shared with the Word of God, and God is great. He can do for everything. He has a power. He can. So God so loved the world. He can give the Son and whoever believes Him, and they get eternal life. You know. So we are the thanks God. He given the great time for our life, and by the grace of God, my sister Dana is also very nice blog talk radio, and she can more than more bless in Jesus' name. We still praying for her and also family, and also everybody is there, and they will be get more and more blessing from the Heavenly Father. And also you get a reward from the kingdom of heaven. So I'm very enjoy for this time, and my dad and I and everybody is also here and enjoy for this time and listen the word of God, and also by the grace of God. So thank you so much for sister for cooperation for me, and also given to the great time for us. And I thanks Lord Jesus Christ, and also you.
Well, I don't know your age, but are you in college or university, or are you working a job, or what are you doing in life?
Yes, sister, I'm full-time working for my ministry named Zimba Ecclesia, and with my dad, and by the grace of God. So I have gone time. I'm also full-time working for my ministry. And I also want to come in United States, and with my dad, want to come to there. And just also preach the word of God. And also there are many people healed. You know that for my pictures, for my many, many pictures for my walls. And there are many people are possessed by the evil spirits, and also many suffering and many diseases, many also suffering for the many people, you know. So my dad is for plan. So we are look like that Jesus said, and the Gospel of Matthew chapter number 28 verse number 16. And Jesus said, and go and make the disciple all the nation, and baptizing in the name of Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. You know. So we are just blessed from the Lord Jesus Christ, me and my dad. We are saved the all of the world by the grace of Lord Jesus Christ. You know. So we want to come and for the United States, and we are also preach, and we are also save the human being throughout the gospel, you know. So will we get salvation in according to the Bible, you know. So we will be get you and I also my dad. We will be get reward from the kingdom of heaven, you know. So it's all power for Lord Jesus Christ. We are don't. Power, only power of Lord Jesus Christ. We then more and more every day we are fight for the devil, you know. For devil, we will be overcome. How can to overcome to our life? First we are four things for you. First listen the word of God, and second the book of Act. Listen the word of God, and second the fellowship man of God. And third, take the bread and blood, you know. And fourth is stay in prayer. And first we can read this prayer, and Jesus forgive my sins.
And Jesus has authority under the heaven. He can give you sins and look like this a paralyzed man, you know. And Jesus said, go and make, take your mat and go home, you know. Your sins is forgiven, you know. So since we can, how can we will be get salvation? First we should repent our sins, and after we will be come to everything by the grace of God.
Great, very good. Okay, we're coming to the end of our show right now. So I'm going to give you a minute or two to say your closing words, and then I will stay on a few minutes after you say goodbye to say my goodbyes. But I'm concerned I don't want to cost too much here, so we can serve on cost. So say your closing words and good night to everyone. About 2 minutes. Take about two minutes.
Can I ask you some question about...
What is it you want to ask?
I want to say, would you like to ask me any question about myself?
Not this time. I'll do a little bit each time. So you could just say your closing words now. Say goodnight to the audience and whatever you'd like to say when you say goodnight.
Okay, good night, sister. Have a nice and blessed day for us, and by the grace of God, I could wait for your scripture and on my Facebook, and I would love to download, and I will give. So thank you so much. Also give you the great time for us. You know, nice and blessed meeting today, my sister. Have a nice.
Thank
and
you so
blessed
much for being with
time.
Us tonight, John Paul. And your father's name, I'm going to have to look it up to pronounce it. Reverend Dr. Kaiser Umer Masi. I think I said it correctly. I hope so. Thank you both for sharing tonight and being with us. So we look forward with our time with you next time. I'm going to say good night, John Paul.
Good night, sister. Bye-bye. Love you,
take
Jesus,
care.
And forever.
Take care.
Good
night.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
I'm going to hang on just a few more minutes as I want to close in prayer as well. Dear Lord, thank you so much for John Paul and the Reverend Dr. Kaiser. We thank you so much, Lord, that they have, or you have laid upon their hearts for them to call in and to share in getting the word out to people around the world about salvation and becoming a part of God's family and sharing the word with others in their native language. We know that we're all a family of God and that we are approaching the end time, and that in this end time, Lord, you want us to share the gospel news around the world so that everyone will have opportunity to receive Jesus Christ as their Savior. We love you, Lord, and we worship you, Lord. And again, we pray, Lord, for all of the listeners of this radio show and in the entire country of Pakistan and all the surrounding countries, Lord, that you would woo them unto you by your Spirit and let the anointing Holy Spirit flow through your Christians throughout the world, Lord, that people will see the power and glory of God and will know that you are the true and only God, and that you are the almighty, powerful God, and that Jesus is your Son, the Messiah, and that the Holy Spirit is our guide to give us understanding and walk with us as we walk in this Christian life. Lord, help our new ones to step from darkness into light, into the light of walking the path like Jesus walked, living a life like Jesus lived. Jesus as our role model with how to be a Christian, how to be Christ-like. Lord, we pray that you would bless your people and your children around the world in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. Let's just enjoy the last minute together here and just worship together as we hear this beautiful music. Thank you, Lord. Praise your name, Lord. Almighty God, everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, Savior, Glorious One, Almighty, Forgiving, Omniscient, All-Powerful, we worship you. We bow and worship you, Lord Jesus, God, the Holy Spirit. You may listen to our archive shows at www.blogtalkradio.com/Diane-Lenning. Again, that's blogtalkradio.com/Diane-Lenning. You can listen any time of day or night. So we thank you so much for being with us. Remember, God loves you and I love you. God's blessings upon you. We love you. Take care. Good night. Until next time, this is Diane Lenning, your host. Bye-bye.